说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese.
Hi there, newbies. We're Chinese pod. I'm Jenny.
I'm John, filling in for Ken today.
Yes, and today we have a very befitting subject.
We have a class about class.
Yes, time for class.
All right, so let's set the scene for our listeners, shall we, Jenny?
Yes, so the class has just begun, and two students, they're late. They come in, and the teacher tells them, oh, quick, sit down, and we shall begin the class.
Okay, so the teacher's angry or no?
No, I think just indifferent.
Okay, so let's hear what the students say when they come in, what the teacher says. It's all pretty easy to figure out.
Yes.Dialogue first time.
老师好。
老师好。
你们好。快坐吧。
哦。
我们开始吧。打开书。
Second time.
老师好。
老师好。
你们好。快坐吧。
哦。
我们开始吧。打开书。
Third time.
老师好。
老师好。
你们好。快坐吧。
哦。
我们开始吧。打开书。
We had some really good classroom vocab and expressions today.
Yeah, some really frequently used stuff.
对, let's do the translations at this point.
Okay.
老师好。
Hi, teacher.
老师好。
Hi, teacher.
老师好。你们好。快坐吧。
Hello, you guys. Quick, sit down.
你们好。快坐吧。
Hi, sit down.
你们好，快坐吧。哦。
Okay.
哦。
Uh-huh.
哦。我们开始吧。打开书。
Let's start. Open your books.
我们开始吧。打开书。
Let's start. Open your books.
我们开始吧。打开书。Not a lot of communication there.
Yeah, but some important greetings are going on.
Yes.And some very cultural points we will cover later in the lesson. So let's take it from the top. How you greet a teacher is 老师好。老师好。
Okay, so literally, 老师 means teacher.
Yes.
That would be third tone and first tone.
That's right. 老师。
老师。And then 好means good.
Yes.
So, 好 is third tone.
Yep. And we use it in greetings very often. For example, 你好。你好。
Yeah, so that's the most common greeting. 你好literally means you good.
Yes.
So, you take the 你 and you switch it with something else and you get a new greeting.
Yes. You get a specific greeting. In this case, you're greeting a teacher. 老师好。
So this is the typical way for a student to greet a teacher.
Yes. When you translate it, I thought it was slightly funny. Hi, teacher. Hello, teacher.
Yeah, we don't really say that, do we?
You call teachers by their first names, right, in the States?
Some teachers, but if you're younger, then you would call them by their last name, like
yes,
Mr. Ms. Whatever, Ms. Whatever. So if you said to these teachers, 你好, would that be bad?
Not really, but the most commonly used and respectful way is 老师好。老师好。Always address them using 老师。
So the Chinese students are very conscious of the fact that this is the teacher.
Yes.
So you don't just say hi, you say
老师。老师好。
Okay, and then the teacher says something that is not quite the same as 你好。What does the teacher say?
你们好。你们好。
Okay, so 你好 is like hello to you. And 你们好 is like hello to you all.
对,你们 is the plural of 你。你们。So third tone 你 plus a neutral tone. 你们。
Okay, So we have two ways to say hi. One is for when you're talking to one person, and another is when you're talking to multiple people.
Yes, and be careful if you are with more than one person, always say 你们好,你们好. If you use the singular 你好, other people might think you're excluding them, you're ignoring them.
Really? So if you get your hello wrong, they'll think you're only talking to one person.
Yes.
You'll really think that.
Yeah.
Oh, you wouldn't be offended though, right?
Slightly. We're burning inside. That's an interesting culture point.
I think Chinese people might go easier on a foreigner. But
we are sensitive.
But it's good to pay attention. If you're talking to a group, you say
你们好,你们好. And then she says 快坐吧,快坐吧.
Okay, so the verb here is 坐.
That's a fourth tone.
That means to sit.
Yes.
Okay, now what does the teacher say again?
快坐吧,快坐吧.
So this 快 is also fourth tone.
Yes.
And it means quickly.
Quickly, yeah.
So quickly, sit. And then this 吧 is a particle.
Yeah.
It's kind of a feeling, right?
It's a suggestion, a friendly suggestion.
Yeah, so it's like, why don't you? Or how about doing this?
Yes.
So it softens the tone.
Yeah, because if you just say 快坐, that sounds almost like an order. I'm ordering you to sit down now, quickly.
Uh-huh.
If you add 吧, 快坐吧, so it's like, why don't you quickly sit down?
Okay, so you're giving an order, but you're doing it nicely.
You're sugarcoating it.
Now, I got to ask something. In English, we wouldn't say, quickly sit down. We'd just say, sit down.
But in Chinese, it's very natural to add 快坐吧. We very clearly spell out what you should do and how you should do it.
So you need to sit. You need to do it quickly.
Yes. 快坐吧. And the student obeys or agrees and says, oh.
Yeah, so I got to ask about this. This, oh, it sounds a little strange to me as an English speaker. Is this rude or?
It's a casual way of expressing agreement. I get it. Okay. And it's casual, but it's not rude.
Okay. Is it kind of like, uh-huh?
It's like a light agreement.
So it's like a half of okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Welcome back to another installment of Chinese Pod Trivia. And the question for you is, for what test does ChinesePod offer preparation services for? Is it A, the polygraph, B, the colonoscopy, C, the HSK test, or D, the CAT scan?
The CAT scan?
Ooh, sorry, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, the HSK test. That's right, ChinesePod will thoroughly prepare you to pass this rigorous test of proficiency in Chinese. ChinesePod.com/HSK.
Okay, so the student is agreeing to do this. And then what does the teacher say?
我们开始吧. So we have the same particle 吧 at the end, which again is a suggestion.
Okay, and 我们 means we.
The plural, 对吧? 门.
So what are we doing?
开始.
All right, that's first tone 开 and third tone 始. So 我们开始吧 means let's start.
Yeah.
So this is interesting. If you have 吧 on the end and you're talking about we, something we are doing, then that's like let's do this.
Yes.
So just now when you're telling someone else to do it and use 吧, it like softens the tone.
Yeah.
But if you're involved, then you're saying let's do it. So one more time, what is it?
我们开始吧.
Let's start.
Yes. And 打开书.
So 打开 means to open something.
Yeah.
And what are the tones here?
打, third tone, and 开, first tone. 打开.
Okay, so just like in English, 打开 can be used to open various things, right?
And in this case, it's books we're opening. 书, okay, first tone.
First tone, S-H-U.
Yes.
书 means a book or books.
Yeah.
So what other things can we 打开?
You can 打开 a box, a bottle, a drawer, even a window. We can all use 打开, the same verb.
Okay, so it's very similar to what we can open in English.
Mm.
Okay, so one last time, Jenny, how do we say open a book?
打开书, 打开书.
Now, literally, this means to open a book. It doesn't have to mean open your books.
Nope.
But we know from the context, the teacher's in the front of the room, the students have their books out.
Yeah.
She's saying, open your books.
That's right. So shall we listen to the classroom dialogue 3 more times?
All right, let's do it.
老师好，
老师好，
你们好，快坐吧。
哦，
我们开始吧。打开书。
Second time。
老师好，
老师好，
你们好，快坐吧。
哦。
我们开始吧。打开书。
Third time。
老师好。
老师好。
你们好。快坐吧。
哦。
我们开始吧。打开书。
All right, so Jenny, we have this classroom situation in China. You've been through this yourself.
Yes.
Are there any interesting little details you can share with us?
In the beginning of each class, the teacher gets a standing ovation or a standing greeting from every student. We all stand up and say, 老师好, in unison. And the 老师 will say, 你们好. And after that, we all sit down and the class begins.
So this is every single class.
Yeah.
So everyone has to stand up.
Yes.
It's kind of showing respect to the teacher.
Exactly.
Wow.
The classrooms are very sort of hierarchical and well-ordered in Chinese culture. Like today's dialogue, you hear a lot of respect and the teacher almost ordering or telling the student what to do, but in a nice way.
Right. Mm. So if you were a kid in the Chinese school system, you would learn this. 老师好 and 你们好 really quickly because you'd hear it before every single class, every
yes,
single day.
Exactly.
All right, good to know. So if you have any questions or comments about this lesson, please come to ChinesePod.com. And you can leave us comments and questions. You can also use our vocabulary tools and all the other goodies we have online.
Would it be fun if before you listen to every Chinese Pod class, you stand up and say in your heart, 老师好.
Yes, that would be fun.
That would be a nice workout. Okay, that's it from us. Before I lose my mind. So we will see you tomorrow. 再见。
再见。
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number 0800. So just go to www.chinesepod.com/0800 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/0800.